Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West. And day two of our Mexican food recipes is the second part of our tamales. And I'm talking about the masa dough. Now, I know everybody's thinking, oh, chef, you could just buy the masa dough. And yes, you can. And there's probably nothing wrong with that. The only thing is I'm a chef and I love being a chef. And part of being a chef is that we make everything from scratch. And not only that, but this masa dough is so much easier to use. I promise this is definitely something you're not going to want to forget. Let's get started. Very first thing I'm going to need to do is pull out my stand mixer. If you have a KitchenAid stand mixer or any kind of a stand mixer, it works really well. If you don't, this might be a good time to go out and buy a stand mixer, but you can also do this by hand. It's going to take a little bit more time. But what I'm going to do with my stand mixer is I'm going to take four cups of masa harina, which is a corn flour. And I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to put that in a big bowl. I'm going to add to that 3 cups of water. Once those 3 cups of water have been fully incorporated, I'm going to mix that around, put some gloves on. Always remember, wear gloves, sanitation, safety, and cleanliness first whenever you're cooking Untamed style. We're going to go ahead and mix everything around. Once everything gets mixed around properly, the very next thing I'm going to do is I'm going to put 1.5 cups of vegetable shortening in my stand mixer with the whipping paddle. Remember that whipping paddle, that's not the whisk. That's the whip. It looks like a spade. That's very, very important because we're going to cream together our shortening and our salt. So what I'm going to do is once we put the 1/2 tablespoon of salt to 1.5 cups of vegetable shortening, I'm going to go ahead and let that just cream together. Once it starts coming together and creaming, I'm going to take 1 chunk at a time of our mixed masa harina and our 3 cups of water, and we're going to go ahead and drop in a chunk at a time every 10 seconds until all of that mixture is incorporated with our shortening. And that's very, very important. Once that comes all together, I want to put it back in the same bowl that we mixed everything in, because we don't want to dirty a whole bunch of bowls, everybody. I'm not about trying to clean and do a bunch of dishes on Christmas, and I definitely don't want you to do the same thing either. So put it back in the same bowl, cover that with plastic wrap or aluminum foil, whatever you have. Put that in the refrigerator overnight, or at least for 2 to 4 hours, depending on how cold your fridge is. And that will be the second step of what we're doing. So now our pork is cooking, and now our masa dough is ready to go as well. I'm Albert J. Hernandez. You can call me the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.